Hi, this is Terry Griffith, and I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we are Bark Radio.
All right, so where were we?
So we're talking about the collar. So what, yeah, we called it a what collar?
It's a martingale or a no-slip collar. The collar goes on over the dog's head, and they're originally made actually for greyhounds.
Sparky, you going to help?
Thank you, my dear. We've got a consultant in the room, a four-legged one, or two. Originally made for greyhounds because they could actually back out of any other kind of collar. And therefore, safety when you're walking your dog as much as anything else. Because a buckle collar, if it's not fitted exactly right, a lot of dogs, if they want to badly enough, can back out of that collar. So, yeah, the martingales come either with that chain link on one end or webbing link.
Okay.
And they come in, you know, for all size dogs. That's like a minimum piece of equipment that I recommend for everybody. If I could get everyone not to walk their dogs on a buckle collar, I'd be happy.
Yeah. Now, we got one that's it's a little bit different. It's similar in principle, but it's like it's all canvas. It's like a double loop. So it still slips like in the same sort of fashion.
Okay.
Let me grab it.
Please do.
So this is, anyway, this is the collar, sort of a double loop type.
Yeah, it's a martingale.
It's still the same in principle.
It is actually, this is a martingale.
Okay, and the one with the choke chains, the variation?
Yes, it is. And for those of you who can't see this,
we'll post a link up on the website.
That's right. I just waved it in front of the mic, and I guess that didn't work.
This is going to be good.
The martingale collar that we're looking at is all webbing. There's no chain on it except for the buckles. So that is something that comes in all doggy sizes and is fabulous for safety and occasionally just to remind them that we're on the other end of the leash. Hello.
Yeah, we're actually trying. We really tried for a while going from the gentle leader with Surrey to this.
Mm-hmm. Not so much.
Now, the gentle leader, she knows she's working, and with this,
you know what
kinda.
You might want to try as a segue into that is put the gentle leader on her, but don't attach it to the leash. Put that on her too, and attach her attach the no slip.
Did we ever try that? Did we play with it? Mm-hmm. We did.
Now, and you know what? You might get a different response. Wait a month. Wait 2 months. Every month she's getting more mature because she's a kid. How old is she?
14.
Yeah.
14 months. Yeah.
Thank you, Vicky. Now 14 years. By the way, the dog in question is a
Australian cattle dog. She's a mix between a red and a blue heeler, turned out into a brindle in blue. Really unique markings.
Check the website for a picture of Surrey. And she is a herding breed dog, which means she desperately needs something to herd. And when she or any other herding dog does not have, say, sheep to herd, they're going to herd you and dogs and cats and squirrels and pretty much anything else. I've seen them try to herd cars. It gets really scary.
Aussie did that once. Got a hold of a tire.
Oh, no.
Didn't get hurt, fortunately, but scared the crap out of us.
So tell our listeners briefly about her.
Well, Aussie was a red heeler that we had gotten out of Clio, Michigan. She was actually a working dog. Mama and sisters worked a cattle farm, and she passed away in November of 2007 at age 17 and was in really good health until the last few months. Her hips got bad. But
that's phenomenal.
She was an awesome dog. We had great fun with her. She would jet ski. She would ride in the jet ski.
No.
Yeah, I got pictures up on the website of her riding along, set right between your legs and go. Snowmobile, plays hockey.
Oh, my God. Well, for one thing, and just as a trainer, what strikes me about what you just said is that dog trusted you with literally her life.
Yeah.
For a dog to have a temperament that will allow her to be on a jet ski with a human, that's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
And 17, wow.
Yeah, she lived a ripe old age. We extended her life a lot using things like some holistic stuff, so Eastern medicine, herbal stuff, and acupuncture.
Did the acupuncture work well?
Yeah, it really did. It made a lot of difference with her because when we first started, it ended up being about every other month or so that we were doing it, and we did it for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end, it was about every 3 weeks, but you could see noticeable difference in how she could get around and just how she felt. And
How did she take to the acupuncture? Was she comfortable with it?
For the most part, she didn't fuss too much unless it, somehow it hit a nerve occasionally when the
or
doctor
a sore
put
spot.
Or a sore spot or
yeah.
something was a little bit, but typically she might jump just for a second, and then she'd just lay there for 10 or 15 minutes with the needles in, kind of hanging out.
Wow, that's phenomenal. I wonder if she knew afterward that that was the process that had made her feel better. I always wonder about that with animals.
I'd like to think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that is a subject we hope to address in the future with a canine acupuncturist, yes?
Yeah, well, I think the one we used was Tracy Lords, mm-hmm. but I'm sure she would come on the show and talk a little bit to us.
Because, y'all, you really need to, as your dogs age or if they have physical dog fart.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Small room. Dog fart. Which one was it?
I don't
know.
God almighty, go outside.
And this is why we have to have dogs in the room. Always.
Oh, God.
Fan man. All right. Where were we, you goofballs? I want you to consider in your life with your dog that, as with human beings, that there are alternative ways that you can help your dogs live longer and more pain-free. Lots of alternative medicines these days for dogs. And we just need to understand their aging process and remember that this happened with my yellow lab recently. She just turned 8, and she is from field trial stock, so she's wired for sound. Will be till the day she dies. But she's 8. I have never had dog beds for my labs, except for Maxie when he was like the last year of his life, mm-hmm. when it was obvious he needed it for his hips. And I brought his bed in for Cody, and I know a year ago she would not have slept on it. She sleeps on it now. So remember that your dog's kind of aging that sneaks up on you. Just remember that they may need things that they didn't need when they were younger, just to make them as comfortable as possible.
All
dogs
right.
in the room. Dogs in the room. Having a party.
We're back trying to work.
The kids are playing. By the way, in case any of y'all are wondering, those are the sounds of dogs at play. They're not mad at each other. They're just being dogs.
Just being roly-poly, rugby-playing dogs. Just right now, they're knocking the tables around.
Now, I saw Sparky do what you asked me about. Grab Surrey's, by the hind leg.
Yeah.
It's such play. It is. And now we're mounting. We don't want mounting. We're just kind of doing all the behavior stuff right here, right now. They're having a doggy discussion.
Only one's really talking, though. Yeah. Surrey doesn't really bark. Sparky just makes his grumble butt noises. All right, everybody done?
All right.
All right, on with the show.
Okay. Get your nose out of my crotch.
Or maybe not.
A brief respite and back at it.
All right, guys, time out. I'm out. Good talks. Good talks. All right. Okay, where were we going? Oh, I know what we're going to talk about. Don and Joy had their rescue dog, Winston. It was an Australian something or another.
An Australian Terrier.
Terrier, that's what it was, yeah. I couldn't remember what it was. I remember it was Australian.
And I remember it was a terrier. So,
there
you
go.
Know, we rocked.
It was the accent that gave it away. It kept saying, good day, mate.
God. And my thought was, you put our two brains together and you might have one, maybe, on a good day. Oh, Lord. So, yes, indeed.
Anyway, Winston, how did that go? You went out and were working with them a little bit.
Did a little visit, and they have, what is their other dog?
Napoleon is a, I forgot what that is, too. What is wrong with me? Yorkie. Yorkie, yeah.
Okay, he's a Yorkie. Okay, so Napoleon is Joy's dog, and they adopted I started to say Don.
Wow. All right, take two.
You need the clapboard in here all
exactly,
the time. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I'm looking at Sparky, and I'm going to call Winston Sparky. At any rate, Winston has been in the home, I believe, a few months.
Yeah, not long.
And what they want most of all is for Winston to unbond with Joy, because she's got her Yorkie, and bond with Don. What has happened is Winston's totally bonded with Joy, and it appears primarily because she's the source of his food, his walks, everything. So I left them with instructions to make sure that over the next couple of weeks until we meet again, that Don does everything for Winston. Even put him on a leash in the house. So he's always with Don. He's not with Joy. If it's a choice between not taking Winston on a walk some evening because Joy's the only person around, I wouldn't take him on a walk. Right now, we're working on bonding more than anything else. And, excuse me, while they're working on bonding, they're also working on upping Winston's obedience skills. They're not the best. They're not non-existent. They're also working on his attitude toward the cats in the house. Less than good. I'm going to eat the cat. Sort of like that. We did a couple of little exercises while I was there with Winston on leash. And Joy went up and got one of the cats, who is apparently the one that Winston most wants to eat or chase or whatever. And we had really high-value treats for Winston. And we had Joy first just walk into the room with the cat, and the reaction was going to be immediate, reactive, stuff. But I had tasty treats, so his nose came right back. Fortunately, he's food-driven. Came right back to me. We did this over a period of maybe 5 minutes with Joy and the cat getting ever closer, with the cat in her arms, so the cat is safe. And it actually went very well. And I just recommended to them that they do this over the next few weeks. Not ever give Winston the opportunity to chase the cat, if that is humanly possible. So you're controlling the animals in your home until they can learn enough, in this case Winston can learn enough self-control to be called off the cat. Or be taught to leave the cat alone with a leave it. So it was a really good session. They've got terrific dogs, and I don't know how long it will take, but I'd like to revisit it in a couple of months from now. We'll see how long it takes for us to get Don and Winston bonded. But actually, it's a really fun behavioral consult. It's different than any that I've been on before, because that is the primary issue.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's going to go well.
They brought Winston over a couple times, and he's interesting. He certainly has some anxiety when he first gets here with these two dogs, with Sparky and Surrey. And I actually took a nip at Sparky, and I was like, oh, God, oh, God.
oh, not good.
And Sparky looks at him like, what the heck is wrong with you? And yes. Then he just stood there and did nothing. I was really pleased. But he could have ate him just as easily.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But he didn't react at all. But that lasted for 5 or 10 minutes, started to relax, and then they were all happy playing together. It was great, but that initial, even though they'd met before, that initial come back into the room type meeting, a lot of anxiety.
Had they met before in your home?
Yes, in the backyard. They played out there.
Okay.
They were running around playing before.
So had they met before inside your home?
No.
Because I will tell you, I have seen this with various kinds of behavior issues. Dogs actually respond different sometimes outdoors than indoors. And one of the issues in here might be, for one thing, this is Sparky in Surrey's house. It's not Winston's house. He's a new rescue.
Right.
So probably there's a lack of self-confidence. Where am I? What am I doing here? Please don't make me stay. I have my new home and I want to go back to it. Who knows what's going through his head?
Right.
In a situation like that, what I might have done is have everyone on leash initially, just so they can do their circle and smell the butts and all that kind of stuff, but everything's controlled. Because what you just said is usually the case. 5 to 10 minutes of a dog who's not got aggression issues, who's not got huge fear issues, is enough for them to be comfortable in whatever the new scenario is. And as it turns out, it's fine. Sparky handled it really well, mm-hmm. and they worked it out. And again, dogs most often can work a thing out on their own. We just need to be there to observe to ensure that something negative does not happen. We don't want either dog to have a bad enough experience that it's going to make them, it's going to turn into a fear issue.
Right.
But it sounds like you guys really did a good job.